Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vecco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecco hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreaux fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico juggles the ball. That's an error on Vico. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Doby is hit by the pitch. Tucker moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Tucker moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Doby scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Feller reaches second base with a double. Evers throws the ball into Mayo, who relays the ball to Kell, who tags Feller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz is called out on strikes. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Evers reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Clark reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clark scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.